Right now, I thought we would talk about women's crew, where the University of Providence is one of the best in the nation, but they were upset the other day. It was a match held on the Columbia. Oh, no, what's going on here? What's happening? What is going on?
I don't.
Oh, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
What are you two homos up to, huh?
Hey, we're on the air. We're talking sports.
Oh, man, you guys still stuck in the five?
What?
In the five?
In the five figs?
Oh, man.
Haven't made it six figs like the Chriser, huh?
I guess not.
Still shopping for gas and wearing clothes more than once. Man, I remember that time in my life, man, dude. Oh, man, I'm leading a life of total badassery and complete peen satisfaction.
Okay.
That's great to hear.
Good for you.
I'm six figs every year and I'm menaging every night.
Gross.
Fine. You guys menaging? Did you menage last night?
I don't think so.
Let me smell your hand, Ja.
Gross, man. Don't talk like that.
Hey, you guys going to be at the PAV?
The pavilion?
Yeah, the pavilion. The pavilion. George, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
the
PAV. We're going to be at the PAV tonight. Guys, night out. Yeah.
Get your D out of your ear, okay?
What?
Oh, man, I slay it at the PAV, man.
Yeah,
I own that place. That place should be called the Chris Memorial Tang Hut.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I bet you live for this week.
I'm like the most successful guy at the PAV.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. You know, my buddies, I mean, they do all right. You know, it's funny. My one buddy, you know, he can only get cougar meat. Uh-huh. And so he's always like dragging out some 42-year-old crow's footed muffin topped beach expert, you know. Of course, at the same time, I'm in the back of my G class with that muffin topped daughter, you know, huffing away trying to give her a grandchild, you know. Just doing like this.
Bro, man, we don't want to hear about that.
Man, you are more over the top since we last visited with you.
Yeah, man, last weekend was pretty low key, you know. I couldn't hang with Tones.
Tones?
Yeah, Tones. He had the hawk, so, you know, Candy had ribs and.
Are you talking about Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo and
his family? You've heard of him. Oh, yeah, okay.
Of course
you've
heard of him,
yeah. So, you know, so instead, you know, Dirk and I just hung out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know. So we went to Thrust, got a little bottle service there, and then went over to Drive. Then I think we went to Plush, and then over to Crank.
Crank.
And I think we ended up at Lick. I'm not sure. But you guys ought to come out to the bar.
The
Byer.
The Byer.
Remember, it's the Nelson. Don't call it the Byron, and sure as hell don't call it the Byer.
You guys had to come on out there, man. Come on out to my place.
Well,
we
will be there tonight.
I live right off the third fairway, TPC.
Really? Those are big houses over there.
Famous hole, man. Famous hole.
That's probably the toughest hole on the course.
Well, I don't know about that. It's famous for me tagging 20 honeys, one right after the other, lined up poolside. I mean, it was great, man.
Yeah.
Great, man. Didn't miss a beat, man.
That sounds awesome. You got quite a life.
You guys, come on out. Come on. We'll scrounge up some tail for you, George.
That's okay.
Come on, Ja. You're always making noise about wanting some new tail. Come on.
I've never made noise about that, and I don't think so, Chris.
Chris, it sounds like your life is going great, and we're real happy for you.
Well, yeah, thanks, man.
Feel like you might be fudging the truth a little bit because, I was in Walmart this weekend just picking up some supplies, and I saw you stocking shelves.
Welcome to Walmart. I love you.
Through the window.
He dove through the window into the control room and then dove out of that window through Kat's office and dove through that window. And now he's down, I believe. Yeah, I can't see him.
Three windows to go outside, don't we?
I don't see him. Well, I guess he's perished.
Well, that's the end of Chris, I guess. It was good while it lasted.
Let's notify his next
his outrageous claims.
If they would claim him.
I'm back, bro! There's still some tang I haven't had! I can't die yet!
All right, then. We'll see you tonight.
See you at the PAV!
See you at the PAV. That's Chris. If you don't see him, you may see someone like him at the PAV tonight.